And it's called a walking marriage because if the woman decides it's over, she can just tell him to walk. This is how a lot of traditional matrifocal cultures would be, is that the, instead of the woman going to the man's family, the man would go to the woman's family, and usually they would, oftentimes they might live within walking distance, and they basically come over for sex, and they come over to hang out, but it's with the women's family, and it's called a walking marriage, because if the woman decides it's over, she can just tell him to walk. And I've been thinking about this a lot, on how it's a really elegant solution to the problem of men's violence against women. And I've been thinking about this in terms of, like, that woman in Sudan who was just sentenced to death for killing her rapist, that if the walking marriage notion is an elegant solution to the fact that men are physically larger than women. So the fact that men are physically larger than women opens up the possibility of men's violence and patriarchy, just sort of generically. And add to this, you know, testosterone and everything else, and we have the potential for what we see. But if you have if the man is the outlier, what this means is that inherent, sort of distrust of strangers makes it so the man who comes in is at a disadvantage that counteracts his physical size. So that if the man from outside were to physically mistreat the woman, all the uncles and brothers and sisters and the entire family would then be able to respond, as opposed to if you put the woman in the situation with the entire community is against her as the outsider, and the man is physically larger, can do whatever the hell he wants. So that seems, I mean, it's, I talk often about how nature is so elegant to come up with snot or to come up with, you know, all these different extraordinary ways to accomplish things. And that I hadn't heard of it put that way, but it strikes me as a really brilliant and elegant way to deal with the problem of men being larger and therefore capable of physically dominating. And also this is what happens in elephants, for example. And it's also what happens in bonobos, where it's the male who comes to join the female group, which resolves all those problems. It's a very brilliant and simple solution to it. So the notion of the walking marriage, even without taking it to a purely matrifocal society, which I think of course is where we got to go to anyway, but in the meantime, the notion of a walking marriage where the woman has the support of the community and can tell the man to take a hike, would obviate, would diminish, domestic violence quite a lot. You know, I'm thinking about what Judith Herman said about how if she could change one thing about family structures to stop father-daughter incest, it would be to tell children that if an adult tells you to keep a secret, you tell everyone immediately, that you tell all children to do this. Because even if you look at this within the construct of modern society, this is what every abuser does, is he has to remove the abuse victim from all forms of social support. If the abuse victim has social support, the abuse victim doesn't have to put up with the abuse. So even within the context of modern society, we can take elements of this to attempt to ensure that if the woman does go to the man's place, if they do get together, that she has that she is able to maintain a social support system. Of course, abusers are brilliant at destroying all the other relationships, which once again is why having the man come to her social system would be brilliant and simple, and even stopping modern day domestic violence.